Yuta, what an incredibly beautiful performance. It was so thrilling. I feel like all us other pianists should go home.
Thank you.
Now, the way you play Chopin is so spontaneous. Tell me how you approach learning the piece. Is it structured or is it just improvisatory?
I think it's very intuitive and spontaneous. It's a concerto I played when I was 12, and it's the first time I'm bringing it back. If anywhere, Philly is the place to bring such a useful piece.
Wonderful. Just the singing lines that you bring out, the bel canto, is so beautiful. And I just was very touched and inspired by your performance. Mm-hmm. Now, when I listened to your recording of the waltz in C-sharp minor on your beautiful Fantasia album, I hear so many inner voices. And we know that Chopin was very influenced by Bach. Do you feel that, or do you bring that out consciously?
Probably not consciously, but the harmonies in the piece is so advanced. And I think, if anything, Rachmaninoff is kind of an extension of Chopin. Both are great pianists themselves, and the way they sing, the way they have inner voices like that. And this year I did do lots of Messiaen and Bartok, Prokofiev, even Mozart, so trying to extend my own repertoire horizon. But it's always so nice to come back to Chopin, just feeling home with the instrument and also feeling quite romantic. And then it's amazing to also play in Philly with an extraordinary orchestra, and Yannick is just so fun and awesome to work with. We had this idea because Chopin is a genius in every front except orchestration. So it's kind of a shame to play with Philadelphia with such a kind of soloist piece. But we decided to bring out every little detail, being super sensitive and subtle from the orchestra. And also very dramatic, not just like pretty, you know, beautiful, because it is a young love. He is very ardent love for this young singer that he really admires when he was 19. So we can tell the influence of Bellini and how he imitates singers. I mean, I don't think there's any melody more beautiful than Chopin. Mm-hmm. and it's all, we can do everything on the piano. It's just amazing. Maybe Schubert, but, you know, it's just so beautiful, yeah.
So much passion, especially that you bring to the second movement in particular. It was really bel canto, and mm-hmm. I really felt the influence of opera there.
Thanks.
Now, just speaking of technique, what is your approach like? How is that different when you play Chopin and all the intricate passage work, and how you play, for instance, Rachmaninoff or Prokofiev, which is much bigger? Rachmaninoff had such a big hand. Your hand is small-ish, yeah. And it's perhaps the size of Chopin's hand, maybe a little smaller. How do you negotiate those big leaps, for instance?
There's way less leaps in Chopin than Rachmaninoff, and I do them both. But if anything, I think Bach was he invented the piano technique by using thumb. And there's a way of how Chopin uses his hand on piano. It's also another, it's kind of a innovation from Bach. But all the others, Rachmaninoff or Prokofiev after Chopin, is probably just an extension of what he did on piano. And we did, of course, brought up playing Chopin etudes, Chopin ballade, scherzo. So we certainly are very familiar with how the hand works on the piano. So it actually feels extremely comfortable, much more comfortable, say, than Schumann.
That's true, which is such thick texture, but the clarity that you bring to the Chopin is really, really beautiful. Mm. Now, we mentioned that this was a very early piece for Chopin when he was still a virtuoso pianist before he became very ill and sort of kind of gave up writing concerti. Do you wish there was a late Chopin concerto?
No. He did write lots of so many awesome pieces. Maybe his orchestration will get better, but you know what? Like, as a pianist, I'm just feeling so blessed we have Chopin for our instrument. And I just, there's no one piece that's not a gem of Chopin. It's always feels so amazing with Chopin. I think actually playing Chopin maybe when I was 8 or 9 was when I decided, okay, I'm going to play the piano because it's just such a beautiful thing to do.
Yeah. Such an incredible thing. I feel like in every Chopin piece, there's some moment that just grabs your heart.
Yeah. It's like, how did you write such a thing?
Are there some miraculous particular moments in this concerto that just kill you?
I like all of them. No, every phrase, it's just, he kind of lifts you up there with the phrase with some improvisatory runs, and then he turns into a different harmony, very unexpected, and then give you the most expressive, passionate melodies, and finish the phrase off, and then start with a new one. Actually, it's quite it's like a very noble pop song almost.
That's so wonderful, Yuja. Thank you so much for spending time with us. I don't know if there are any really exciting projects you want to share with us coming up that you're super excited about.
Yeah, the summer has been very crazy, and I'm just so happy to be feeling home with Chopin. But I do have the 3 Bartok concertos coming up. Wow. And recital. And then I'm doing, chamber music-wise, I'm playing with Matthias Gerner, who is a singer.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and Leonidas, violinist, and also just to bring out the other side of piano, I'm playing chamber music with percussionist Martin Gubinger, a tour. We're going to have all arrangements of Rite of Spring to Bartok to lots of contemporary composers. So yeah, certainly a lot for me to do.
That was fantastic. We really loved hearing everything that you're up to and all your feelings about Chopin and some of your secrets too. Thank you so much, Yuja.
Thank you. So nice to be in Philly.
Bye-bye.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.